15% of sharks have bit someone. Like, you would say something like that, and I'd be like, what?
15.69. I'd make a great politician. Blind
only
confidence.
0.1% of sharks bite people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably...
I believe that.
It's probably less than that. There's a lot of sharks.
For sure. I did have something to say, too, about I Know What You Did Last Summer, and I can't remember what it was.
Cool story.
Cool story, bro. I was going to write it down, too. Maybe I'll
think
of it.
Oh, what Mom said?
About what Deep Purple?
Yeah.
Singing Hush. That wasn't it.
She goes, did you get the message I sent you? And I'm like, well, you posted it to Facebook publicly and
tagged to everybody.
Both of us in it. So.
Oh. This isn't I Know What You Did Last Summer, but I have to ask you a question. So. Okay. Have you watched Black Summer on Netflix? The prequel kind of to Z Nation.
No, I haven't yet.
So this isn't going to spoil anything for you.
I better not, or I'll throw my keys at you.
Right. But there are two people from the main group that are in this house, and it's a very large house. And there's a ton of furniture in it and stuff. And the rich people left the house. I don't know.
Okay.
But they send someone else outside to get firewood. Because they need firewood for the fire. Why not just, like, burn furniture? Why would you even have to go outside?
Maybe they're antique collectors.
This is, like, a year into the zombie apocalypse. I don't think anybody's worrying about antiquing. And then, like... They're all, like, late, like in the main room where the fire is, and they're all freezing because it's winter and it's, yeah, like, super cold out. And none of, like, there are still blankets and, like, nice curtains in the upstairs bedrooms. And I'm like, what is their thought process here? Just make a big fort in the room with...
In front of the fire?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was real strange, and now I want you to watch it to let me know what you think.
I'm watching so many shows.
I know. I'm watching Letterkenny, though, so you have to start watching Outlander.
Do you like it?
I do.
That's too funny.
All right. Are we recording now? Okay, perfect.
Can you clear your throat? You going to crack your knuckles?
Just crack them. All right. Let's get this going.
Okay.
My name is... Oh, yeah. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to go to the Tanz Dance Academy in Germany. I think it's Germany or Italy. Suspiria.
It's German, but I think it's filmed in Italy.
It's filmed in Italy, but it takes place in Germany.
Yes.
Okay. Suspiria. And we're doing the 1977 original one.
Yeah, and I had all these hopes and dreams that I'd watch the new one.
And, like, compare.
And compare, but I didn't do that.
That's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like it's been a while since we've recorded. Has it been, like, 2 weeks?
Yes.
That's why I was fumbling, because I don't know what we're doing anymore.
You know, 4th of July and Pioneer Days and, like, all the crap that's been going on. We haven't had time for this.
Yeah, that's exactly.
July is busy.
July is so busy. So this movie is directed by Dario Argento. The screenplay is by Dario Argento and Daria Nicoldi. We'll just go with that.
Yeah, that's right.
It stars Jessica Harper as Susie, Stefania Cassini as Sarah.
Those are the only two that I wrote down because, I mean, there's other characters, but they're like the main.
So I do want to mention, and I, again, will butcher names, Udo Kier as Dr. Mandel, mm-hmm. who has been in a ton of stuff. He was in Blade. He was in Barbed Wire. With Pamela Anderson. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yes. And I do want to mention Joan Bennett, who plays Madame Blanc.
Yeah.
She was a silent film actress, has been in a ton of stuff.
I did see her, like, the photos that they used mm-hmm. of her were, like, beautiful. Super beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was also Elizabeth Collins in Dark Shadows.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the original, and she won a Saturn Award for this film, too.
Neat. Wasn't this her last film?
It was her last film. Okay. Yep.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's based on the book. Did you?
I had that written down, but.
Okay. It's based on the book by Thomas De Quincey. It was like early to mid 1800s. Mm-hmm. It's called Suspiria de Profundis.
I think that's correct. Yes. You're asking me who like butchers all of this shit all the time.
And Suspiria is actually part of a trilogy. It's called, the film series is called The Three Mothers, and it also has Inferno and Mother of Tears.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. It's also, like, fun fact, it was also the last film made on the three strip Technicolor.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Dario Argento and, like, the cinematographer wanted it shot that way, so the color's really vibrant, like in old movies, because it, yeah. You know, once it changed over, it wasn't like that anymore.
Yeah.
And it's the very last one. They shot it on regular film, or like the newer film, mm-hmm. but then when they processed it in the three strip.
I do want to say that the color scheme in this film is beautiful.
Yes.
I love it so much. The reds and the blues and yellows and stuff are so vibrant.
Well,
and
older films that, you know, so the three strip is primary colors.
Okay.
And they record it on the three different colors and then they overlap them.
See, the one thing that I had looked up on this film is that Dario wanted the color scheme to be like Snow White.
Yes.
Did you write that down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was so cool. And the music in it, like the wailing and stuff, resembles when Snow White is like in the spooky woods.
I guess I didn't really think about that, but yeah. We haven't even talked about like what this is about or anything.
No.
We just started.
Well, because it was so interesting to me. Like,
it was. It was really interesting. The music is done by Goblin, and they also did the soundtrack for Dawn of the Dead.
That's cool.
Yeah, because
I didn't know that. I mean, I know that we had talked about it, but
George Romero was kind of friends with Dario Argento.
Okay.
And
I could totally see that.
He worked on it with him.
Okay.
He did, I can't remember, we talked about it in it. He did some of the writing from like Rome.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what I got. I mean, there's more little things, but
well, yeah,
I'll talk about them as they come up.
We can get this going. So Susie is an American dancer, and she comes over to Germany to join this dance academy that's like world renowned.
Yeah.
And that's the gist of the film.
And then
shit hits the fan.
Yeah, creepy shit happens. Do you wonder, so it starts out, she's going to the school. She lands there at like 10:45 at night. Pouring rain.
It's rained so much in this film.
Like, yeah.
There are like three or four major scenes that take place in like downpours.
But it's like, oh, I said it's 10-ish.
Yeah.
Because there's a time discrepancy. Like, I thought it said the plane landed at like 10:45.
Yeah.
But then when she gets to the academy, she tells someone she was there at 10 o'clock, and then she tells the police she got there at
11
o'clock,
something. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I don't know. So she gets to the school. It's like this, it would be terrifying. Like, just that's terrifying. Like, landing in a foreign country.
Right.
Late at night, you have to, you can't speak the language.
Yep.
You get into a taxi, drive to the school, and then the school's like, go away.
Yeah, she gets to the school and she like radios in, like they have an intercom, and somebody's just like, no, we're not expecting anybody, like go away.
Well, as she's walking up the door, she sees, what's her name?
Pat.
She sees Pat running out and she hears her like yelling something, and then Pat runs away. I'm assuming that Susie gets a hotel room.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was guessing.
Yeah. So then Pat runs away to her friend's house. I'm assuming like one of the other dancers.
Yeah.
And this part was like super freaky. She went to her friend's apartment to talk. she's looking out the window. It's storming. Mm-hmm. And she just sees two glowing eyes.
Yeah.
Outside the window. Then this, like, hairy arm, like, breaks the window and grabs her. And I thought, isn't it, like, the second floor?
I thought it was the second floor. And I think the arm belongs to Pavlov. Pavlo?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I didn't make that connection. Just an arm. But then she's in kind of, like, she doesn't get pulled out the window. She ends up in that, like, weird room.
She ends up on the roof in the ceiling.
Like in storage? Like,
yeah. Where... So this building that Pat runs off to has a beautiful skylight. It's mm-hmm. like primary colors, yellow, red, blue. Yeah. I had to think about what the fuck primary colors are.
Purple, green, orange.
I went
orange.
To school. And she gets pulled out the window and is laying on the skylight.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Because there was, like, kind of a weird, like, yeah. in-between yeah. where, I don't know. I don't
and
know
she's being, like, stabbed, like, repeatedly.
She's being stabbed. Blech. And I thought it was really, like, I don't know. It was really cheesy.
Yes.
How she gets stabbed a bunch. Well, then you see the knife go into, like, her beating heart.
Yes.
Do you think that was weird?
I thought it was weird. This, okay, I'm going to be very honest with you.
No dice.
I liked it for what it was, a 1970s slasher creepy yeah. movie, and that's about it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I kind of want to,
I definitely remake. Want to see the remake, even though I heard the remake is, like, totally different.
Well, they...
It's still an American woman coming over to a dance academy and stuff like that. Well, that and, like, Tilda Swinton is in it, and I know. Who doesn't love her? But, yeah.
Well...
I heard it's just a little different.
It's, like, based on the story.
Okay.
It's not, like, a step-by-step remake of it.
Okay.
One thing that did bother me is that it's a dance academy and there was one dance scene and it wasn't even that good.
And all of the female dancers are wearing high heels, like, in their off time, and that would not have happened.
You don't think so? They'd all
be in
flats?
I don't think so at all. I think that they would be in flats for sure because...
Your feet would be hurting.
Your feet would be hurting.
But at the time...
Yeah, in the 70s, I suppose, like, they yeah. look classy all the time, so...
Yeah, there's some things.
There's some things, but that's all right.
But yeah, she gets stabbed and then she gets, like, what, a phone cable, like?
She gets, like, a phone cable tied around her wrist neck thing. It's unclear. And then her head gets smashed through the skylight. Her friend sees it from down below and her friend has been trying to, like, get people out to help and no one yeah. is there. And then she falls through the skylight. And you see her dead on the ground, and then it pans over to her friend, who's just, like, impaled with shards.
Yeah. Would you stand under
no.
it?
No.
No. Yeah.
But I don't know, because if you're in a panic state and you see your friend underneath... I don't know. Still no?
No, still no. Right. I mean, all the glass is falling.
Yeah. And that's the end of Pat and her friend.
Yeah, but it is, like, good opener.
It
know?
Is a
like,
really good
that
opener.
Happening and, like, mm-hmm. the rain and the music is all, like, pretty yeah. scary. So then Susie goes to the school. She gets assigned with a third-year dancer, which I think there's only 3 years at the school.
Yes.
So she gets assigned to live with somebody off campus.
In Olga.
Yeah.
And Olga. Her name is Olga. She's actually pretty cool. Like,
yeah.
I like her.
I
yeah.
mean, I would want to stay there, too. Mm-hmm. The police are interviewing them about
because
Pat.
Because Pat's room was the room that Susie was going to stay in, I think. That's why she had to, like, live off campus for a little bit. And they had to, like, clean up. Or it was, like, the room next to it or something.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that either.
But...
She was, like, waiting for a room to open right. up or something.
Susie gets introduced to Madame Blanc, who is the headmistress. Mm-hmm. And then Miss Tanner, who's, like, the dance coordinator person.
Yeah. And they seem like...
Like,
like what you'd expect, I guess.
What you'd expect. Madame Blanc has a nephew named Albert.
Who's weird,
and he comes into play later.
And then, so she gets a tour. She meets the handyman. She meets Olga. There was, like, a weird thing where she's, like, borrowing shoes. Everyone's talking about money, like, right off the bat.
I don't know what that was about either. She befriends a woman named Sarah, too, who's another American who's over at the school.
Yeah, so then the room gets freed up. She gets, like, a reflection. She isn't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
She gets, like, a reflection in her face from the maid who's just sitting there with scissors. Whoa.
Yeah, she's sitting there with scissors, and, like, Albert is next to her. And this is while Susie is, like, going to her first dance class.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And it's just a weird situation. Like, I don't
understand. The music is weird. I mean, the music is good.
Yeah.
So she doesn't feel well, and they're, like, making her dance. It's her first class, so she's, like, trying to keep up with everyone.
Yeah.
And you could tell she felt like shit.
Yeah.
She looked horrible.
She looked like garbage.
But she, like, dances until she collapses, and then she's, like, bleeding out of her nose and mouth, which is pretty gross.
And then the doctor is like, oh, she had a hemorrhage. And I'm like, if she had a hemorrhage, isn't that a little bit more serious? Like, wouldn't she have to be at the hospital? Like,
I don't know. It's like the 1970s. Maybe people didn't get admitted to the hospital. Like,
she's like bleeding out of her nose and mouth. Like, there's blood.
Well, a hemorrhage doesn't mean you're going to die.
No, but I still feel like.
Like, a bloody nose is your nose hemorrhaging.
Oh. The more you know. Anyway. Let's continue on. Hated it.
You didn't hate it. Oh, I mean, I liked it for what it was.
Yeah.
And it is kind of like culty.
It is.
I kind of wish I would have seen it when I was younger.
I know.
And then I'd be more. I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast. It's kind of like how people are with Labyrinth. If you watch Labyrinth as an adult, you're like, what the fuck am I watching?
Right. No kidding. Or Dark Crystal.
Dark Crystal, like weird. But then if you watch it as a child and grow up with it.
That's why I like Jaws so much, because the kids watch Jaws and they're like, what?
Not impressed.
Not impressed at all. And I was like, what? Like, because I grew up on it.
Yeah, that's, I think that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have seen this then a long time ago.
Yeah.
So she faints. Yeah, she hemorrhages from inactivity. While she's unconscious, they move her into the school. She tells them that she wants to stay living off campus.
Yeah, because some students live off campus.
And then the money just gets deducted from their tuition.
Right.
So she seemed pretty happy, like, living off campus with Olga. Well, then, while she's out, because they give her a shot, right? So while she's asleep, they just bring over all her shit.
Yeah, Olga's like, no, thank you.
I don't think Olga's like, no, thank you. I think it's like the
mandated school policy.
I don't even know that. I think the whatever her name is. What do you call the main? What's the main woman?
Madame Blanc.
Madame Blanc. I think she wanted her there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You don't really know why.
Why they're obsessed with her? Or like why there's like.
Well, they get obsessed with her because she, like, starts finding out their secrets.
Yeah.
But they're not very good at hiding their secrets.
No. Like, not at all.
Well, while she's in the school, her friend Sarah thought it was weird that, like, that doctor came to see her.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of is, like, fishy, but, like, nothing ever comes from that.
Yeah.
And then they set her on, like, a strict diet.
That's, like, wine and, like, something else.
Yeah, it's, like, I don't know what the food even is because I don't remember seeing it. But it's a giant glass of wine.
Yeah, like a tumbler of wine.
Yeah, and.
And Sarah, like, laughs at this when she sees it. She's just like, oh, they have you on wine? Like.
The wine diet?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And if she was having bleeding problems, why are they like, here's a big giant glass of wine?
It's the 70s. I mean, honestly, like, here, take a shot of whiskey or something, you'll feel better.
Yeah, I don't really know. And this comes up later, but her wine is drugged. And I don't really understand how she doesn't know this. Like,
because she drinks the wine and like immediately like falls asleep or is tired. You wouldn't
think that's fucking weird?
I would absolutely think that's weird. There are a lot of things in this film that I don't understand.
Like, here's your tea, honey. And like 2 seconds later, you're like, oh, I can't keep my eyes open. Is that what happens?
No, no. But in my old job, and we won't like go into major detail, but I did speak with someone that was legitimately being poisoned by their partner.
Oh my God.
Legitimately. Like, went to the hospital, had tests done, came back.
And was being poisoned.
Arsenic.
Yeah. I secretly drugged Greg for like 2 years.
I do with Mike with turmeric. I don't know if that's considered drugging, though, but
well,
it's good for his
body. I mixed glucosamine in with the peanut butter for Greg's sandwiches. So that
that's not like that's funny. That's not like,
but he didn't know.
I'm going to poison my partner with arsenic. And after
like 6 months, he's like, I feel really good. Joints all feel good.
I know, this is great.
I've been running. I'm like, that's okay.
So great.
And then like.
Must be your youthfulness.
Like years later, I'm like, oh yeah, I was putting glucosamine and chondroitin. I can't say that word.
Chondroitin.
Chondroitin. That sounds funny. In his peanut butter. God. But that's his fault for eating fucking peanut butter sandwiches every day of his life.
He's like a pet that you're trying to like.
Sneak it into his food. Half a chunk of cheese.
God. Sorry, Greg. We love you.
He's so far behind on these.
The first time Mike noticed, I made him macaroni and cheese and I put a turmeric pill in it. Well, and I like broke it apart and mixed it up and stuff. And he's like, this really tastes funny. And I was like, no, it's
why fine. Does everything you make
orange?
Why is my oatmeal orange?
I don't know. Fine. Anyway, but yeah, I think you would definitely notice.
Ooh, that was loud.
I know.
That's kind of spooky.
We're supposed to get thunderstorms. Well, we are getting them. Not supposed to.
Well, it's not raining yet, is it?
I don't think so.
No, it doesn't look like it's raining.
No.
Oh, my windows are open.
It just adds to the suspense.
It does. We should, do one with the lights turned low and, like, be super scary. And candlelight. Maybe for Halloween.
That'd be good. Yeah.
So we're like, screaming at everything every 2 seconds.
That's what people want to hear.
What are we talking about?
Susie is being poisoned by...
Yes.
The people there.
She's being poisoned. Well... Drugged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not poisoned, just drugged to go to
sleep.
She's
sitting there and she's brushing her hair. And
ooh, this part was real cool.
And she's like, like felt something. You could kind of see something like dropping on her.
And it shows Sarah too, like in her room, like, because I think they share a wall or something.
They have like a door in between.
Okay.
Like the hotel rooms where it's like two rooms with. The door in between.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how else to explain it. The like door in the center wall.
Like a suite. Yeah.
I wonder if they... No, never mind. That's stupid. I wonder if they share a bathroom. There's probably just one big community shower there.
Probably.
Yeah. So freaking maggots are falling from the ceiling onto them.
Like raining down.
Yeah. So all the girls and I think... It's just girls in, like, that section.
Yeah. Like, there are men that are in this dance academy, too, but you don't really see a ton of them anyway.
What do you call a male ballerina?
Ballerino.
I have no idea. A dancer?
A dancer. Yeah.
I don't know. Well.
I don't even know if you call, like, ballet dancers ballerinas anymore. I think they're just dancers.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Maggots raining down. Everyone comes running out of the room screaming.
I have a lot of issues with this scene too.
Yeah, well, they go up in the attic and they're like crunching over like a gazillion maggots everywhere.
Yeah. And Miss Tanner and is it Daniel, like the guy dancer, or is it Pavlo, the maintenance guy?
I can't remember either. But they come across a crate of food that's just sitting up there.
And it's meat. Like,
I wanted it to be a dead body.
I wanted it to be a dead body, too. That would have been so cool.
I don't know
cool.
who it would have been. They would have had to have, like, another murder somewhere in there.
Yeah. But it was just, like, a big bin of food. And for some reason, all of the rooms were affected by all of these maggots.
And you wouldn't smell that rotting?
You would totally.
And why is it in the attic?
Why isn't it in the kitchen?
The kitchen?
Where it should be? I don't know.
Someone moved it up there? I mean, it's a cool, gross thing to happen.
It was cool, yeah.
But, so then they turn...
Do you know what they used for the maggots, like the faraway shots falling?
Rice.
Yes.
We probably read the same thing. So then they decide to turn the big practice hall into kind of like...
Community.
Yeah, a community, like, bedroom.
Yeah, like a sleepover.
It is.
Do you remember lock-ins?
Yes, it was like a lock-in.
At the middle school.
They divided up. They put, like, the guys in one section, the girls in another, and they, like, divided up the room with sheets. I liked this part a lot. And they had to have the maggot thing to get all the people
in
the gym.
Yeah.
Because the lighting in the gym, so fucking scary.
It was so cool. I loved it.
And, like, so her and Sarah are, like, whispering back and forth. And is that when Sarah says something, like...
About the original headmistress?
Yes.
Yeah.
She says that she, like, heard her. So she, like, knows what she sounds like. Like, she came in one night and, like, slept in one of the spare rooms there.
Yeah. In, like, the headmistress's, like, bedroom area. Like, Sarah had to sleep in one of the spare rooms.
Yes.
So she knows that, like, the actual headmistress, not Madame Blanc, has, like, respiratory problems or something.
Yeah.
And so through the sheets...
You see the shadow of someone, and it's all red lighting.
It's so cool.
It's real creepy.
And she, the woman or whoever, is, like, laying down, and it's labored breathing. And Sarah is just like, no, like, that's her. And apparently the headmistress has been gone on, like, sabbatical for, like, months and months. And, like, yeah. No one has seen her.
And she sounds like Frank. My cat Frank has, like, respiratory issues, and when I think it's, like, allergies, when it gets, like, really worked up, he sounds like the headmistress.
Ew.
Which they were calling the directress. Is
the
that what
directress?
They were calling it?
I don't know.
I thought that's what they called her. Then after that, the piano player's blind.
Yeah, I really like the piano player. He's blind and has a German Shepherd.
As his guide dog.
As his guide dog.
And the guide dog stays outside the school.
Yeah. Just chilling.
I kind of thought for a hot minute that the shepherd was also the headmistress.
That would have been cool. This isn't Harry Potter, though.
Or like a werewolf
McGonagall.
Film. Or yeah. There's no, like, shapeshifters.
Right.
Well... But because they talk all about, like, the headmistress, no one's seen her. And then in the next scene, he's, like, walking up with this German yep. shepherd, and the shepherd got, like, all pissy at the little boy.
Yeah. Is that, comes up next, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like.
So after Sarah and Susie are talking about the headmistress, then the next day, the pianist guy, I think that's Daniel, honestly, I think. Let me see here. Maybe. Yeah. So the pianist comes inside, leaves his dog outside. Albert and, like, the kitchen lady is walking up. And the dog.
She's kind of like the nanny.
She's the nanny. Yeah.
She, like, watches after him.
And the dog goes after Albert and, like, bites him.
Do you see him get bit, though?
You don't see him get bit.
You just hear,
you
like, the
see
dog barking.
Miss Tanner, like, running through. The halls, and she flips out on Daniel. I'm just going to call him Daniel because I'm pretty sure that that's his name. and flips out on him. And Daniel has been the pianist for the dance academy.
You're going to make up a date. You're going to make up a time. And we have no idea.
I can almost guarantee you that it's been quite some time.
Yes, that's Daniel because Mark is okay. The guy I think that she likes a little bit.
Yeah. So Daniel, who's been a pianist there for quite some time, I'm just going to throw that out there.
He could have only had a job there for a week.
Well, confidence, blind
there
confidence.
There is no hired in date anywhere. But yeah, I would guess a while.
Okay. So Miss Tanner comes in and is just like, your dog bit Albert. You are fired. And she just like flips out on him.
They have like a big throwdown about it. He flips out right back.
Yeah. And Daniel's just like, he has never hurt anybody. Like, if anything, that stupid kid did something, which I for sure think that that's probably true.
He poked the C&I dog?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
And so Daniel is fired and let go from the dance academy.
Yes.
And it's sad.
So then that night, Susie, so they're talking about like the teacher's not leaving the school or like something going on.
Because apparently the teachers leave the school promptly after dinner at 9:30 and don't return until the next day.
But then Susie hears them walking.
Sarah does. I think. Doesn't Sarah say something?
No, it's because when Susie's like out of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sarah's telling her like, yeah, the teachers leave, but whatever. And she's like, no, because the front door is to the left and I hear them walking to the right.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's when Sarah counts the steps to try to figure out where they're going. And yeah, that's when it's like she's obviously getting drugged because...
Well, Sarah is like trying to wake her up to no avail.
Yeah. So then after the, like the next scene, I guess, is... sorry, I burped right into the microphone. Daniel's leaving the pub and they're walking through like a square.
Him and his doggy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I love the dancing that they're doing. The guys dancing on the tables.
Yeah. It reminds me of Beer Fest. And that is stereotyping, like the movie Beer Fest.
With, yeah.
Yeah. That's stereotyping Germans. I know, but I love the dancing on the table with the pints of beer. Like, I just,
and
I love
like
it so much.
And they're like slapping each other.
It's like Oktoberfest.
So he leaves. The dog starts like,
Freaking out. I think this scene was drawn out too long.
You think so?
I think so. It was just, it was
like the first one wasn't? She gets stabbed like 20 times.
Yeah. But this one.
First, she gets stabbed a million times. Then she gets thrown through a skylight and hung.
Yeah.
So this one, the dog's freaking out. It seems like there's something flying overhead.
Yeah.
Like some of the shots are at like a weird angle. Like maybe a witch.
Like maybe a witch is.
And the dog attacks him. Like pretty
disgustingly. Pretty disgustingly. You see the dog go for his throat. And then like you don't see Daniel on the ground. But you see the German Shepherd like ripping chunks of meat off.
Yeah.
And it's gross.
Well, you see him on the ground for a little bit when the dog's biting his neck. And it looks like the dog is... The dog's mouth is just, like, opening on his neck.
Yeah.
And he's making this, like, terrified face. Ugh. But the dog is just, like...
It's like a stuffed animal puppy.
I think it was an actual, like, dog just, like, not biting him, though.
Oh.
Just, like, open mouth on his neck. So then Susie talks to Sarah, I think this is the next day, about the things that she thinks are going on.
Yeah.
And then the two words that she heard Pat say, which were secret and irises.
Mm-hmm.
And then she is talking to her about, like, the deaths. Sarah ends up having Pat's notes. Because Pat thought something weird was going on.
Some hinky shit is going on.
So she's, like, going to share them with Sarah or Susie. They're going to figure it out. And it comes to find out someone stole them.
Do you think... Pat was American. Do you think that they just don't like Americans because Sarah and Susie are also American?
But they're also questioning it. That was like a whole nother thing. Are they like training them to be witches there? Are they
dancers? Who knows? I don't know.
Are they doing it to, like...
Because the Academy, like you said, is only 3 years. So what does that... And Susie and Sarah have talked about, like, what they're going to be doing after. And it's nothing dance-related.
Did they talk about it?
Susie says something like, well, I don't even know what I'm going to be doing after this. Like, it's just, like, general conversation.
Well, that means she could have been, like... She could be dancing somewhere.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so Susie, like, that was, like, when she blacks out. When Sarah's, like, trying to talk to her. Someone stole the notes. Oh, my God. She's freaking out. And Susie's just, like, ugh.
She's all loopy.
Yeah, so she, like, can't keep her eyes open on the drugs. Which, like, why aren't they drugging Sarah then, too?
I don't know. These are all questions that I had watching it, and none of it was answered.
No, none of it was answered. So Sarah is hiding in Susie's room. Susie's asleep, and she sees the light come on in her room.
Yep.
So she kind of knows she's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she knew what was going to happen to her.
Gosh, no.
But, yeah.
It's awful.
It is real awful. So she runs, which footsteps, old place, like she's going to be pretty easy to track.
Yeah.
She runs. There's like a little bit of a chase scene. The color in all of this is amazing.
Yeah, it's super cool.
So, I mean, even if the stories, there's like some plot holes.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like if you're into film, especially like earlier film, I definitely suggest seeing this just because it's so beautiful. Like, I think it's all very well, really pretty. Well done that way.
But yeah, it's kind of like,
It's okay. Yeah.
The color is really cool. So she's running. This is a good, like, kind of suspenseful chase scene.
Yeah.
She kind of gets... Okay, so she locks herself in this room, and somebody takes like a chisel or something, and they're trying to like undo the lock from the other side.
I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Which I kind of like. Well, that took forever. She would have never had that much time. It's just like a swing lock. Whoever was trying to get her,
yes.
But that it reminded me of like nightmares that I have.
Yes. Like, running away from something and, like, not being able to see what it is.
Yeah, and, like, that was part of why it was shot, like, so vividly, is they wanted to have, like, a nightmarish, like, dream.
Yeah, and it definitely accomplished that, for sure.
Also, what makes it weird is that it's dubbed.
It is dubbed, and we should probably mention that. So, are the American actors' lines dubbed?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
Well, yeah. The whole thing is dubbed.
Okay.
But that's why everyone in it is speaking their own language.
Yes. And it's crazy because there are like German actors and Italian actors and stuff. And it's all dubbed in English.
Yeah. So when you see Susie talking, it's fine. When you see some of the other actors talking, you can tell.
Like, I think Sarah isn't an English speaking actress.
And I mean, you can just tell.
You can tell
that it's dubbed. But when I was reading about it, part of that is because so Dario Argento's girlfriend was supposed to play Susie, but then they wanted to cast her with an American actress to get it like out there more.
Yeah.
And I guess they did that with a lot of Italian films.
Oh.
They had, like, a mixed cast.
Okay.
So that when they distributed it, they had actors from all different countries to get, like, a broader range.
Okay.
So what they'd do is that they'd film the whole thing. People would be saying their lines. And they wouldn't do, like, any sound for it. They'd put the sound in after.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But a super cool, like, film.
So instead of making everyone learn English or learn Italian or whatever, like, the primary cast was, everyone would just speak in their language. So they'd be having these, like, awkward conversations where they didn't know what the other person's lines even were. They would just respond with their lines.
Yeah.
So then after the fact, it would all be in English or all in German.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Anyway, She's running for her life.
She's running for her life.
She locks herself in her room.
Yes.
You can go ahead. You okay. can tell this part. It's gross.
And so she's like piling up suitcases to try to like get to this window. And my first instinct was, why aren't you piling them against the door?
Against the door.
Like, you're hauling these super heavy suitcases and trunks and stuff. Why aren't you putting them against the door?
Does the door open out?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that suck? Oh, my God. I'm safe. Oh, shit.
I'm safe. Fuck, no, I'm not.
So she's stacking up all of these suitcases. She opens up a window. She falls in this pit of razor wire. Why is there a pit of razor wire? I don't know.
Well, I don't think they it's barbed wire. It's supposed to be barbed wire. I don't think they had razor wire then. I think that's relatively new.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, a vat of dangerous wire.
It's like the size of an average house's bathroom. And it's filled. It's not even like...
That poor girl.
It's not even like on a coil. Like,
it's just out
it's
there.
It's just tangled up.
Ugh.
Didn't she look?
I don't know. I don't know what the thought process was. Maybe she panicked.
And said, oh, look at all this barbed wire. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to jump in. And then, well, the actress actually did get hurt from that because it's actual wire still. And she was like flailing around in it. So it did like pinch her and like was uncomfortable for her.
That sucks.
Yeah. But yeah, she just gets like entangled. Mm. It's very Saw.
It's very
to me.
Saw, and I don't like that film. So
yeah,
it was uncomfortable.
So she, not only icky does she get tangled, and she's like screaming and rolling around, like obviously in pain. Then all of a sudden, close up of her throat getting slit.
What an awful way to go!
Was shocking to
that
me.
That was shocking to me too.
I had to turn my head. I'm like, I thought. I guess I didn't expect that.
I wasn't expecting her to get her throat slashed the way that it happened.
Yes. Yeah. And do you even find out who's doing the murdering?
No. I want to say it's Pavlo, but
yeah,
I don't know. The maintenance dude.
He doesn't speak. He only speaks Romanian or something like that. Like, yeah, he doesn't speak.
It's like an off language from everyone else in the in the company.
So he. It could be him.
I
who as knows? Like the henchman for the witches. Well, then the next day,
Sarah and Pat now missing.
Yeah, they're
no
missing
one's
now.
Concernicus.
Well, Susie's worried.
Susie is definitely worried
because you know they're on this whole like conspiracy thing, and then she disappears. So Susie goes and meets one of Sarah's friends,
who's psychiatrist, but
friend.
Yeah. And he is so handsome.
He is very handsome.
I think if I remember seeing an older picture of him, too, like, he's even, like, handsome as an old guy, too.
Oh, see, I didn't look. I didn't look at that. So she meets with him.
Dr. Mendel. Dr. Frank Mendel. Mm-hmm.
Mendel, why does that sound familiar? Wasn't he, like, a Nazi doctor?
Yeah, probably. Ooh.
I think so.
They roped that in there. Yeah, didn't he do, like, experiments
on... Wasn't he the experiment guy?
I think so.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, icky. Then she gets from this guy...
She gets a lot of helpful information from this guy and the guy after.
It's kind of like... one thing I did like about it is that... The scenes where she's sitting outside are completely normal. The color is normal.
The colors,
just looks like your average
outdoor
late 70s film where all the stuff that goes on at the school is like dark and spooky and kind of like weird. The author, the original author, part of why this is so like kind of flaky and weird is because he was high on opium all the time.
That makes sense.
Big ol' opium smoker. He wrote a book about opium. I can't remember what it's called, but when I was like scrolling through, I saw that Vincent Price was in this movie about the opium guy.
That's insane. But like a lot of old authors, like look at who wrote Alice in Wonderland? About like the Mad Hatter and stuff. Like the Mad Hatter was like an actual thing.
Is that Lewis Carroll?
I think so.
That's probably totally wrong.
I think it might be Lewis Carroll. Yeah, oh, it's correct. Thanks, Mike. but the Mad Hatter was a hatter that had mercury poison.
Yeah.
Like, they all had mercury poisoning from shining hats.
But...
And, like, opium was super common and stuff. It wouldn't surprise me.
I thought it was just the drugs.
Drugs, like, opium, mercury. I don't know.
Well, the author didn't have mercury poisoning.
No, but he wrote about, like...
Because hatters did go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, from mercury.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about her conversation with Frank Mandel.
Yes. So she finds out that the dance academy was started up by the Black Queen.
Which, did she get that information from Mandel, or was that...
The second guy, I think she talks to.
So Mandel talks to her about how witches and the idea of witches are all like mental illness. Like, there's no actual magic. It's just mental illness that people... misinterpreted as magic.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. But we don't need it.
I don't believe that either.
Right.
But...
And then the second guy, whose name was Professor Milius?
Sure. Yes.
And he's, like, an expert on witchcraft and, like, the witch trials and all sorts of, like, supernatural stuff.
Well, he's kind of... I don't like him. Because... He goes on about how awful witches are.
And I didn't like that either.
All like malevolent.
They're all malevolent, evil spirits, people. evil doers, and I don't like that.
But like, that's, I mean,
but that's
witches in film, you know.
From the dawn of film, witches have always been hideous old women who like prey on children and men and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, they're always up to no good.
I don't like that. Ritual sacrifices, like all of these things. And it's just, it's really frustrating, but it was the 1970s when they filmed this, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, witches are evil, according to this doctor.
Yeah.
And so she goes home when she gets, or back to the school. When she gets back to the school, everyone had gone out.
Everyone had gone to the ballet.
Which is kind of like a kick in the ass to her.
No shit.
Like, not one person in the whole school. And there's probably, what, 50 people in the school, yeah, figure total?
Like, Madame Blanc had gotten tickets for everybody to go out to the ballet.
And no one tells her.
Mm-hmm. Poor Susie.
That'd be so depressing. I wouldn't even like that in my friend group of, like, five people. If I, like, went over to Pat's one night just to hang out and it's like, oh, yeah, we all went to a movie.
I'd be like, fuck what the you. Fuck?
I'm going home. First, I'm going to drink your beer, and then I'm
and
going
then I'm
home.
Going home.
Then I'm going to take some of your beer with me.
Because fuck you.
But like, the whole school goes out.
I just felt bad for her.
How did she not know about this before?
Yeah.
The only thing I can think is maybe she like wasn't invited because she was sick or like not.
Yeah.
But she'd still know everyone was going.
She'd still know everyone was going.
And then she gets her big old glass of wine and, well, she's home alone in the storm, which is scary.
Yeah.
In that big old, like, mansion-y type
place. It's a whole lot of no thank you.
Sorry. So she dumps her wine. She dumps her food. She's like, fuck this. I need a clear head. I don't know if she just put it together that she was getting drugged by it. But when she, didn't that wine look so greasy?
It looked gross. And I've drank a lot of wine in my day.
But wine is like if you dump red wine into a sink, it just washes down. It doesn't like smear around. It's like it had Vaseline or something and it was disgusting. Like, you wouldn't be drinking that.
No.
Then then she gets attacked by the world's fattest bat.
I said, that's a ferocious bat, plus so fat.
It's just this, like, it looks like a fucking
It looks like
guinea
a cartoon
pig.
Bat.
It's a guinea pig
it's
with
a cartoon
wings.
Bat. And it reminded me so much, since we were talking about Snow White earlier, of the scene when she gets, like, attacked by, like, ghoulies and stuff.
Yes.
And she's very Snow White-esque. Like,
one of the reasons she got the job is because she had big eyes.
My, what big eyes you have.
Well, to, like, I'm assuming to show, like,
show
fear.
Emotion and fear and all she, sorts of stuff.
Greg brought this up because he's like, who is she? Who is she? Didn't she, or doesn't she look like the woman from Indiana Jones?
Marion Ravenwood?
Yes.
Or the woman that plays Marion Ravenwood?
Yes. Yeah. They looked similar. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like around the same time period. They have the same hair.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But their faces were real similar.
Yeah.
I thought. Well, Greg brought it up.
Well, because Indiana Jones was, and the Temple of Doom, that's the one with Marion Ravenwood, isn't it? Or is it?
The Temple of Doom. Yeah. Sure.
The one, I can't remember, and I've seen all of them, but they were filmed in the early 80s, like mid 80s.
So, yeah. Yeah. So she gets attacked by this bat. And
then she, like, kills it brutally.
She brutally kills it.
Did you think it was weird? I thought
it
was weird.
Well, when it's attacking her, too, its mouth is, like, its whole head, and it has these, like, big white teeth.
It looks
like chomping her hair.
The thing that attacks Sarah in Labyrinth.
The thing that attacks Sarah?
Yeah, that's, like, biting her and stuff. And then he, like, twists around, and he's covered in, like, the blue, like, satin stuff, and it's this little gremlin that's like, and then, like, runs off.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, she throws a blanket over it and then, like, bashes it. That was scary.
That was scary.
Not the fact that she, I mean, the fact that she.
Oh, God!
Oh, my God! What is wrong with me?
We might have to edit that out, Mike.
Well, the flash of lightning, like, made me pause.
Yeah.
And it got my attention. I was not expecting the thunder with it. This is spooky. Instead of throwing a sheet over the bat and throwing it back out the window, she, like, bashes it.
Which is
it.
What we would have done, but, like, we really like animals.
And then the blood, like,
the
soaks
gross.
Through.
Yeah.
I can't believe that startled me so
much. That was bad.
You jumped, too, though.
I did,
it wasn't
too.
Just me.
Yeah.
Oh, is Cooper hiding?
He doesn't like storms.
Ruby doesn't give a shit.
He's a baby.
She's, I'm sure, sitting in her kennel just fine. She kills the bat. Then she finds out where the teachers were going by counting the steps.
By counting the steps, like, with her little piece of paper that Sarah wrote out.
Yeah, so she has this kind of, like, little map. She ends in a carpeted office,
mm-hmm.
and she, like, oh, okay. Like
that's why the footsteps end.
Yeah. And then, but wouldn't you know, like, if you heard someone walking in that direction and then there was just no more footsteps, wouldn't you assume, like, they walked into the
yeah.
office?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they had to count the steps to figure that one out.
I don't know.
To make it more suspense or more mystery.
Mysterious.
Mysterious.
Yes.
Thank you. Then she sees the three irises and she turns the blue one. And there's a
which I thought was
door.
Super cool.
That was.
I thought it was very neat.
And I thought it was cool when she was talking to whoever about it, like, confessing. She talks to Madame Blanc.
Oh, yeah.
She talks to her and says, earlier on in the film, tells her what Pat had said.
Yes.
And they're sitting in the office.
They're sitting in the office and the irises are right there. And Madame Blanc's like, oh, well, I think the police should be aware of this. And she calls the police.
Yeah.
She what a ruse.
It is. She finds the secret door.
I thought this was really cool.
And
like
then
the
she's
scene.
Like creeping down a tunnel and sees the witches. And they're talking about how she needs to die.
Yeah, like they need to get rid of the American.
Yeah.
The nuisance American.
What about all the other dancers?
They
none
might not.
Them,
I don't. Yeah.
None of them.
That's what I.
Anything.
I don't understand that either because Sarah had is like a third year student. Like everybody knew her, you know? So why.
Was Sarah third year though?
I know Olga was, and I know...
But Olga lived off campus.
I didn't think... Sarah had definitely been there at least a year.
You're making this up.
I'm not making it up. Like, I'm almost positive that Sarah, it's not her first year.
Okay. Then, well, speaking of Sarah, She finds Sarah dead, and she's nailed to the, like, her arms are nailed to a table.
Yeah, her arms are, like, nailed to a table. It looks like she doesn't have eyelids. Like, all of these
things. She's all fucked up and weird looking.
Just feel bad for her.
Well, I mean, yeah, she had a really terrible death. Well, then she finds the bedroom of the headmistress.
Yes. And the headmistress's name is Helena Marcos.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah. So she walks in, and it's, it reminds me of the scene in Rocky Horror Picture Show, like the bed scene, because of the lighting.
Well, the lighting, and yeah, it's got like the sheer curtains around the bed.
Yeah. So she walks in and she sees the headmistress sleeping there. And then she goes to like leave and hears something that makes her like back up. And she smashes into this huge peacock sculpture. And the peacock sculpture falls over, and there are a ton of these like glass feathers on the floor. So she grabs one, and that's like one of the most iconic scenes.
Yeah.
Is when she's going into the bedroom, or like the bedding place, to like stab.
The bedding place?
The bedding place, you know, where she's sleeping. The bed.
She goes over to the bed and is going to stab her.
Yeah.
Then Delena Marcus, the headmistress, she starts taunting her.
Yeah.
And what's she saying? Like, you want to kill me?
Yeah.
Are you going to kill me? Something like that.
She's just being sassy.
And then she sends zombie Sarah after her. So all of a sudden the door opens and Sarah's a zombie.
Mm-hmm. Poor zombie Sarah.
You're like, your face.
Ugh.
Well, the zombie is kind of after her as lightning flashes.
Mm-hmm. She catches like an outline of Helena.
Which, how secret is this hallway and bedrooms if there's windows?
No shit. Like again, space. Like houses with weird spaces and stuff.
And I mean, it could be just like a hidden wing. But when you're outside the building, wouldn't you see windows?
Don't go into the west wing. No, I don't know. I think so.
I had the feeling that she was going down into like a basement, like secret basement room. But then
but
as lightning's flashing.
Yeah, it's outside. Like there are windows.
You can see just
Maybe it's the back of the building. Because you don't see the back of the building. And I don't think any of the, like you only see the front of the building when people go in.
Well, someone sees the back of the building. What's it face?
No shit.
It's right in town.
The street. I don't know.
Well, so Delena Marcus is invisible.
Delena.
What did I say?
You said Delena.
Is that it?
It's Helena.
Helena? I wrote Delena.
Maybe it is Delena. Oh, maybe I fucked up.
Maybe I... Okay.
It's okay.
Seriously, we...
Lena.
Lainey.
Lainey
Marcus.
We're doing what?
Greg and I were doing all this shit all day long. And then I'm like, I have to watch the movie for the podcast, like, tonight. Because I knew I wasn't going to do it last night. So we watched it the night before.
Right.
And we didn't get home until, like, 10:30. And it's an hour and a half long.
We're lucky we didn't do the new one, because that one's 2.5.
Yeah, I plan on starting that one at an appropriate time.
Yeah, and not at like 10 o'clock at night.
I'll probably watch it before we record, and then I'll like just have 2 cents to say about it before the next one.
Yeah.
Well, so she just sees her silhouette. The headmistress, we'll just call her that.
Yes.
Is invisible. I don't...
She turned herself invisible, which is very reminiscent to like vampires.
She turned herself. It just sounds weird.
Yeah.
Well, she turned invisible. And Susie sees her silhouette and she like stabs the silhouette.
Yes.
And then you see her. And then everything starts exploding.
Yeah. Because I think the professor
says
something.
It was like her power like running the whole show.
Yeah.
But like if she died... Wouldn't there be like a runner up that would like take her power?
See,
like American Horror Story?
From what I understand of covens and stuff, at least in like the movie world,
yeah,
is that like if you kill the head one, then the next runner up will take over.
Because they made it like vampires.
Yeah.
Like, if you kill the main vampire, then the other ones die.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, so everything starts exploding. And then...
And she did, like, the witches and stuff do have very vampire-esque
shit. Yeah,
they do. Like, the bat.
They're, like, all invisible, secretive.
Like, that thing. Yeah.
The dog's freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Everything is exploding. Everything's, like, falling apart. Then everything is on fire. And, like, is she still the only one in the building?
She's still the only one in the building.
So... Why didn't the witches go to the ballet too?
Maybe they were planning on killing Susie that night and hoping Susie was drinking her concoction.
Oh, and they wouldn't, if she was out of it, if she was like all drugged up, they wouldn't have had to clear out the whole place. Somebody could have just walked in there and stabbed her.
Maybe they wanted to do a sacrifice like they have witches and pagans do on TV all the time.
All that human sacrifice.
All that human sacrificing.
Like, I know some witches, and I don't think any of them have ever sacrificed anything.
There have, like, back in olden time, pagans did do, like, because I looked it up today because I was curious.
Okay.
And they did do, like, human sacrifices, but we're talking, like, 300 BC or something, like, insane.
You just made that up.
I didn't, because I looked it up today.
That's just gonna be...
I looked it up today because I was just like, okay, I know we're gonna probably touch on this topic, and it has been, like, centuries since there's been any, like, paganistic killings.
Is paganistic?
I don't know.
Paganish, pagan killings?
Yeah.
Oh, or whatever. Yeah, so the whole thing burns down, or is on fire, and she escapes. And that's it. And it just ends abruptly.
It ends so abruptly. And I had to, like, turn it off. And I was just like, did it just end?
Is that it? Is that the end?
But it was the end.
I did hear, though, because the one thing I told you in the beginning that did bother me is that there's no dancing. And it was supposed to be dance school.
There's, like, 2 seconds of dancing.
Yeah.
I think there is more dancing in the remake.
In the new one, there's more dancing. And just, like, from, like... images that I saw, like, they're wearing these, like, red,
yes,
like
ropey
things. Outfits to dance, and I'm like, oh, okay, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Rawr.
Dakota, what's her name? Dakota Johnson.
I don't know.
Yeah,
sure.
She was in 50 Shades. That's her.
Oh. She's pretty. I like her.
She's very pretty. And I think, whose daughter is she?
I have no idea.
She's
someone's daughter.
Don Johnson.
Is she really?
I think so. You might want to look that up, though. But
whatever. Sure, yeah. She's Don Johnson's daughter. Don Johnson's pretty old.
Yeah.
To have a daughter that's like that young.
I don't know.
Well, whatever. That's Hollywood. Are you actually looking it up?
I'm looking it up right now.
It's true, Mike.
Yes. Said. Melanie Griffith. Yes.
Oh, weird.
I knew it was someone like Goldie Hawn, but not Goldie Hawn. Yeah, like blonde and beautiful,
like Goldie Hawn's kids.
Yes. Oh
yeah,
Kate Hudson, so pretty. But anyway,
you probably wouldn't recommend it, would you?
I'm torn, because I think if you are a big film buff and like cinematography and like all of the artsy stuff, and the older films, I think that you should at least see this once.
Yes.
Because the color is beautiful. Like, the acting is really good for what it is.
Yeah.
1970s slasher. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
Would I watch it again? Probably not.
I want to watch it again just so I remember it better.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, one I'm going to run out. It's kind of disappointing. Because it is, like, one of those culty ones. But I also, like I said, I'm not attached to it. It's not like Dawn of the Dead, where I saw it when I was young and
Texas
got attached
Chainsaw
to
Massacre.
It. Yes.
Like the original.
Where if I watch that now with all the horror that I've seen, would they be that good?
Who knows? You can find this film on Tubi for free.
Yes.
But there are going to be commercials.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. I don't
mind. It reminds me of olden times.
The commercials and shit. So, yeah, that's Suspiria.
Yeah.
1977. I don't know. That's pretty much all I have to say about that one.
Yeah, I don't have much more to say either. Unfortunately.
I would probably see it once just to say that you saw it.
Yeah, agreed.
So, if you like what you hear, sorry about all of the thunder and whatnot, too. Whoops. We'll see if we can edit that out. Like, I don't know. Like, I can control it. I think
it's fine. It's fine. Anyway. Whatever. Fuck it.
Follow us on Instagram. Slasher Movie Review, all one word, all lowercase. We have a Facebook page of the same name, Slasher Movie Review, and a webpage, slashermoviereview.com, that we keep up to date on all of the things that we're going to be doing.
Yeah. So definitely, I'd like people to tell us what they think.
Yeah. If you...
if you have feelings about something, like, let us know.
Please tell us. Drop a DM. We'll see what's up.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.